B'tochen for life, shiur number 120, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Pinchas. We are talking about the basic level of B'tochen, that a person says, Gamzu L'Teiva, and even though he doesn't know what the future will bring, he trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever Hashem does, he will accept. Now we have to understand that part of the reason why this is a lower level of B'tochen is because if we think about it, the person that we are discussing is someone that has an independent approach to life. Meaning, he has his plans, he knows what he wants to do, but he understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bigger and more powerful than him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has his plans, what he wants to do. So he hopes a little bit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans will coincide with his plans. And if it comes up that the plans don't work together, then he throws up his hands and he says, Gamzu L'Teiva, I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has my best interest in mind, and I accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more powerful than me, and therefore, so to speak, I am forced to accept his plan. So let's think about that objectively. That is not really the purpose of B'tochen. Because the purpose of B'tochen is to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel close to Hashem. When two people have a relationship, they work together. If a husband and a wife live in a house, and each one has their own plans, but they happen to live under one roof, that is not a very successful marriage. A relationship means, yes, we each one have our own way of going and our own way of doing things, but we do it together. It's a shutfus. We are working together to produce a common goal. So that is really our objective with B'tochen. We have our wants and we have our needs, but our objective is to try to synchronize that our needs and wants should work together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is how we advance in B'tochen, to try to bring our plans together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans, so to speak. The Chovos HaLevavos says that there are 10 levels of B'tochen, and the lowest level he calls Mivtach, which is really the general word of B'tochen. Mivtach and B'tochen is the same word. And the reason for that is because the basic level of B'tochen really is the foundation for all further levels. So really the reason why we use the word B'tochen is because B'tochen incorporates in it all levels of B'tochen. But if you want to discuss it specifically, the word B'tochen, or the word Mivtach that the Chovos HaLevavos uses, is really referring to the concept of trust. That I trust Hashem. Like when a person makes a Havtacha. A Havtacha means a promise. You trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows best, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing best. But again, you are operating independently. You are operating on your own. You are not trying to make your plans work with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans. When you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans are different than your plans, then you say, Gamzu L'Teiva. You trust Hashem. You are not relying on Him, but you are trusting Him. You are trusting Him that even though His plan is not your plan, but we trust Him that His plan is best. That is the first level of B'tochen. The level of Mivtach, trusting Hashem.